Well, hello, and welcome to the Points of Interest podcast. This is the most generic podcast on the internet. I am the 303 Ninja. My name is Josh Hawks. I said that backwards than I normally do. And right over there, he's my podcasting partner for life. He is the other guy. It's Mr. Francis Fernandez.
How'd you enjoy your leap day this year?
It was good. A friend of mine turned 10.
Oh, well, good for them.
Yeah.
I love a good leap day.
I intended to ninja flip over a couple things, but then I realized I'm old and out of shape.
Oh, well, I guess so. Sure. But still, how have they, I know they made like a romantic comedy about this place, this day, but I'm surprised they didn't do like a Groundhog Day type comedy for a leap day. That only happens once every 4 years. Like, that'd make a good comedy, I think.
What the fuck movie was it? Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day?
Well, it's style, or?
Sure, like, the only, like, this person. Day? No, this person only exists on the 29th. Mm. So while the world moves on every 29th of February, every 4 years, this guy appears. And like has a day to do whatever, you know.
Just comes out of some magical pod.
Yeah, just make it Bill Murray. Let it be him, and he has to discover, you know, because a lot happens in 4 years, right? Sure. So he has to discover all the new things in like a day, and you know.
I mean, the last if it was the last 4 years, that would be something, right? And last time he was here, there was a pandemic going on.
That's right. Yeah,
he shows up with a mask, and people are like, "What are you doing?" No, not that people don't wear them anymore, but I'm just saying.
Right. It's like, yeah, you don't have to. Don't worry about it. CDC calls it a flu now, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Which I always find entertaining because, boy, were people mad when the CDC called it a flu. But anyway.
I mean. Whatever. It's just nature trying to take us out.
Well, that's kind of the point of nature, is to take us out.
Yeah, we made plastic. Now that we have plastic, Mother Nature doesn't need us. She had all the ingredients for plastic, but didn't know how to put them together. That's what we were. Now she has it, because it's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
Now
we have to worry about microplastics, you know, or nanoplastics or whatever.
The nanoplastics even out all the fucking depression and, you know, ADD that's in my body.
I mean, it's look at that straw for non-listeners, for people who are watching.
in the future. Your liquids in anally.
What did Idiocracy say? What was their version of drinking liquids? I don't know. I think you just drink it normally.
It was fruit punch.
It was all Gatorade because everything had...
Because that's what has electrolytes. That's what plants want.
And that's what plants crave. Yeah.
Plants want, plants crave, yeah. God, that's a good movie.
I can't wait for President Camacho to show us the way.
When that movie was released, I think for realsy, it was only in 12 theaters.
It failed as a movie. Like it failed as a flick.
Fox wasn't into it.
No.
They were the producers of it or the publishers of it, whatever it was. But
yeah,
like Mike Judge went in there with like a couple $1,000. He's like, I got this cool story. It doesn't involve Beavis and Butthead, but it does, kind of, in a sense.
Well, by then, he had... and by the way, yes, you are first there, Lucius Mate. But by then, though, he had King of the Hill. He had a couple shows under his belt.
Yeah.
Office Space. He had a couple things under his belt, so I don't know. Wow. I don't know. It is a movie that... that still gets talked about today. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
It's a good movie.
And it's a good movie.
It's both of Office Space and Idiocracy.
I love Office Space. I don't see it enough, actually. I need to watch it more.
I saw it in the theater.
Oh, did you?
I did.
I didn't.
It was a date, actually. Ooh, what a weird date movie.
Can be. I guess.
It was fine, I guess.
It's comedy.
So it wasn't that great. The movie was great. The date wasn't, because I can't remember anything about it other than we went and saw Office Space.
I mean, there's a love story in it with Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of a date movie. There's a little bit of a love story there, I guess, for Office Space.
I mean, you're not wrong there, I guess. Much more than there is, you know, and, well, never mind.
Well, yeah. Anyway, what's going on, man? How you been?
That's not what we were talking about before we started. Nothing's really good. Problem is, Francis, it's that time of the year. It happens a few times of the year where nothing's really going on. We talked about this last week where we're like, you know, there's things that obviously happen, but nothing that's really affecting my world or having any kind of waves hitting my world, if you will. Just other than, I mean, like frustrations with instructions or iPhones. Instructions for iPhone. No, before we see any of that. I'm a very literal person, Francis, when it comes to
life,
but like instructions given to me.
Right.
Because people are very loose about what they talk about sometimes, and they're not very specific. So if they're not very specific, I'm getting some sort of instruction to do something, I will do exactly how they say it.
Sure.
Despite knowing what they're looking for, what the actual answer or act, I will do what they say because that's the instruction they gave me. So, in my new world of order fulfillment.
Yes.
While fulfilling an order, my instruction on the order from the customer.
Yes.
Said, check the date. Now, I'm a smart person. I know what the person wanted. They wanted me to check the expiration date, make sure it was not today. Right?
Do you feel like you're revealing more about this thing than you
I mean, look, if people are smart, reveal. They can figure it out, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I see the instruction. I grab the item that these people requested, and I checked the date. I looked at it and processed their order. Now, if I had a Sharpie on me, I would have drawn in a check next to the date, because that's the instruction that I was given. It's just kind of a funny thing. It's like
here's the question though. Yeah. Would you get pissed? Like, say you left those instructions.
Uh-huh.
Would you find it funny, or would you be mad if someone put a check mark beside a date?
I would fucking laugh my dick off.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I would look back at the instruction that I'm like, I did say check the date, and that's what they did. So I would think it was hilarious myself.
I'm just asking. Like, personally for me, I find humor in it. I like to find humor in a lot of things. So if someone took me literally, hooray. I'm glad that they have a sense of humor, at the very least.
Right.
It's like, oh, good. You have a sense of humor.
There's a lot of places there's a lot of places that don't have a sense of humor. I've been to court once or twice in my life. And the guy with the fucking gown and the gavel, you know, he's like, hey, in your own words. And I looked at him and I said, do we have our own words? No, I didn't say that, but.
At all. No. Yeah.
But that's
jury duty.
Well, that too. Well, we've talked about jury duty.
I thought you were talking about jury duty.
No. Like, been in court for one reason or another. And the judge, in your own words. And I've so wanted to just go like bleep, bloopy, goggy, boo. Because those are my own words.
Well, I mean, true. I mean, contempt of court, but true. I mean, it depends on the kind of sense of humor they have.
Well, let's face it. Courtrooms don't have a sense of humor.
Well, there was that one
courtrooms,
dude.
airports.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't make jokes at the airport anymore.
You can't even get away with a limerick at the airport.
No. Which is why I like to reminisce. I really do like to reminisce about the times when you could go up to the terminal, not have a ticket, you know, not have it. They didn't check your ticket when you went to security. They're just like, walk through the metal detector, whatever, go. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you just went, and you're like, okay. And you could be at the point where people entered the plane. You just stood there. Like, airports were so crowded back in the day. Like, airports were genuinely full of people.
They are still, it's just all in one area.
Right.
Security. And then whatever's right after security, depending on the airport, you have to, you know, jump on a train to get to where you need to go, or you walk or whatever, you know.
When I was a kid,
especially when our new airport was built, the one that you landed at, and that's the quote unquote new airport that's been there.
Oh, yeah, with the devil horse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the Illuminati stuff.
The underground stuff.
We used to go out there and just hang out because we were tired of hanging out at the same hangout spots. Let's go down to the airport and make up backstories on people and check out restaurants, because there's restaurants in the airport you can't get anywhere else in Denver, you know, because that's the only place that it is. Or what's, you know, what else? Go try and find chicks that are lost and lonely or something. I don't know, but it was free. I mean, outside of the parking, or anything you bought, overpriced thing that you bought inside, it was a free thing to go do.
But it was duty free, so no taxes.
That's true. You could
just get alcohol and cigarettes with no taxes.
We were too young for both of those things.
Oh, okay.
It was like 16, 17.
I mean, I was too. Yeah. Here's a question for you, and I want you to be a prognosticator. I want you to look into the future. Do you think we'll ever go back to the days where we have that kind of freedom again at an airport? We can just kind of chill and like hang out in the airport proper, not just like right before security, like in
to pick
where
up
all
the shops person
are
that,
and all the exactly.
No.
Hug at the terminal, you know.
I don't think so.
At the terminal. Okay.
I think you gotta do all your crying in the car on the way, or try and have a quick cry while people are, you know, unloading your luggage from the car.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Before the
officer comes by and he's like, look, you got 10 seconds or I'm calling in the fucking tow truck.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like, dude, we're saying goodbye to people.
Yeah, like...
I mean, luckily they're not as strict, you know, not too strict. They let you hang out for a little bit, but yeah. Oh, man, that's true.
Yeah, any farewell that you have, it's got to be at the restaurant before you get there, or, you know, at the house the night before, you know, whatever the case is, because you can't see people off anymore unless you're the one dropping them off at the thing, and, you know, all you can get then is a real quick, I'm putting the car in park or what have you, and run out, all right, man, bro, hug, all right, see you later, I gotta go.
Essentially, that makes me sad. And it's true everywhere. I mean, that was the same experience in Ireland and Japan and Spain. All of this, just go, go, go,
mm-hmm.
go. You gotta leave, or else. It's like, all right.
I think those days are done. I think those are long gone.
Well, that makes me sad.
And in a sense, that does kind of suck, because it was always nice to be with family or whoever it was right up to the gate. All right, see you later. It's been fun. You know, on the flip side, then you're the person walking away from the gate going, oh, now I'm in a place that's Oh, it's all duty free though.
I have a story for that, but I'll just quickly say that, yeah, Lister's mate says that when he was a kid, his aunt would take him to the airport for them to watch the airplanes take off and land, which I did too when I was a kid. I remember that very vividly. But it was outside. It wasn't in the airport. But we did do that. We would hang out and watch planes take off and land. There was like a fence right in front of the runway, mm-hmm. so you could watch planes, and people would gather there and hang out, and that was a thing that people did.
There's that beach in some tropical place where the plane lands right on the beach, basically, and people stand there and can basically touch the wheel as it flies by.
I think that's Orlando. I think that's actually Florida. I think that's Florida.
Because they take off from the same runway, and people try to hang onto the fence in the jet wash and look like wind socks and shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember, yeah, going, dropping somebody off, giving a tearful goodbye, and then, yeah, I was surrounded by shops, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should get...
Well, I could drown my sorrow in McDonald's over there. Or
actually, I was poor at the time, and so I was very fortunate that the person I dropped off at the airport didn't have any money on her. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll figure a way. I have to pay for parking. I'm like, I don't have any money for parking. And I don't have any money on me now. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And the vendor that was listening in on our conversation was just like, dude, here's the $2 you need to get out of the parking lot to worry about it. I'm like, really? I was like 18, 19 years old. Sure. You know, I'm like, really? Oh, thanks, guy. Thanks, man. And I take it and, you know, I five the guy and I walk off and get out of there. But yeah, the kindness of strangers. I miss that as well.
I think it was the first year I went to Philly. Did you go the first year that I went?
No, I didn't. I went the year after that.
So yeah. I think it was the first year my card got compromised. At one of the restaurants we went to. Oh, and between them and myself, I ran my account fucking dry. And I did the thing where you do the off-site parking. And then they trawl you in or whatever shuttle. They shuttle you in from there.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of freaking out because I'm like, I don't have a card. I have no cash. Like, what am I supposed to do? And get to the thing, and I knew my card number, so I gave it to them. And they're like, yeah, this is not working. I'm like, well, I've got $12 in my pocket. You can have that. But that's all I got. And it was like a $40, $35 tab. Mm-hmm. And they're putting in like 6-7 discounts just to try and help me out where they can.
And lovely. Oh, that's nice.
They finally go, well, why don't you just leave your phone, and when you get paid, you know, come. I was like, oh, hell no. I'm not leaving my phone here for 3 or 4 days before I get paid.
Oh, it's like that was their collateral.
Yeah. I was like, we could figure something else out, like my word, but you're not taking anything I own. I'm driving this car off this lot. I'm either driving through this gate or I'm fucking, you're opening it for me. And, you know, we worked it out. They took my $12. And they're like, it'd be great if you came back and gave us the rest of it. And when I got paid, I drove all the way the hell out to this place for no reason but to give them the $17, $20, whatever it was that I owed them.
I mean,
and when hopefully
it was the same people.
It wasn't. And the people that I was trying to give money to that I wasn't even parking at this fucking place, they were like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, here's the too long didn't read story. I owe this much money because I didn't have it. So I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to turn around and drive away. What you do with it, I don't give a fuck. But I did my part.
And then they go to their coworkers like, some rando dude just came by and gave us like $20. Yeah. That was weird.
I guess but we're getting a six-pack after work tonight. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's like, I guess drinks are on me. All right. Yeah.
Go on.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, there's not many times where in my life I can even pretend I could say that. Like, yeah, drinks are on me, or I'll get the tab. There's only been like two times in my life I've been with friends where I've said, I'll get it, don't worry about it. And you were at one of those times. So,
yeah. It's not, I mean, it sounds pretentious to do sometimes when it's like, oh, look, not really that. It's just like, I don't know. It's like a thank you, because I'm bad at gifts. Like, I'm bad at giving someone a gift. But what I am good at is paying for their meal, or like paying for their drinks or something. Like, I can do that. I'm really good at that. But I suck at like getting a gift for someone. So for me, being able to pay for like a meal, because I used to go to a bunch of birthdays when I had more friends, and everyone would provide a gift, and I'm like, I got your dinner. Like, I'm gonna pay for everyone's meal here. Like, that's how I'm contributing, right? And they're like, oh, okay. And I don't think they appreciated it, but I'm like, I relied on a girlfriend in the past to do gift giving. I don't know how to give gifts as a regular human being. I need a girlfriend to tell me, like, oh, this person, you should give them this as a gift, or we'll get them this as a gift. And it's like, oh, okay. But yeah. So anyway, like I was saying, Lister's mate says that the airport he used to go to as a kid had a video game arcade. And he used to play Pac-Man and Asteroids there, but mine did not. LAX did not have an arcade. No.
I got Asteroids at our airport before.
I flew
wrong
6-hour flight somewhere. Uh-oh, what happened?
I hit the wrong button.
Oh. I was on a 6-hour plus flight once, and my butt just... Those seats in airplanes are like, they're designed to be the most uncomfortable seats ever. And it just feels like someone's shoving a broom up your ass.
Like, it doesn't matter how you sit in an airplane seat.
No.
It's kind of like, you ever been on a scooter?
Yeah.
Same thing.
I mean,
a scooter and an airplane chair are basically the same thing. They have the innate ability to find your underwear and just shove it up your ass and also be super uncomfortable.
It is terrible. Yeah, it is the worst. So I'm glad I haven't had to fly anywhere lately, but boy, I don't know.
It's when you get the window seat, it's really, uncomfortable, and it's awkward to stand up and try and pull your shorts out of your crotch with two ladies standing next to you. You got to basically lean over to one of them. You're like, sorry, excuse me. I reach in my crotch and pull my underwear out of it with these seats.
I mean, what are you going to do? Either, sit uncomfortably with fabric between the cheeks, or you do something about it. So do something about it.
Yeah, you hope it was like one of the flights I took where the whole row was empty except for my seat, and then I go, oh yes, I can just sprawl out.
Yeah, no, there was a really cool, not really cool, but like, I was very envious of this guy who posted an Instagram of he was sitting on an aisle seat, but the two seats beside him, empty. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of the way to go. That's the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you could get the window seat, but if you know the whole aisle, that whole area is empty, it's just like, stretch out. Mm-hmm. Take up all three seats. Just do it. Who cares?
When that opportunity did come up for me, I asked one of the people inside the plane if I could lay down, and if I just strapped all the seat belts across my whole body, would that be compliant? And they're like, unfortunately, no. You got to be seated, upwards. And I'm like, I'm sure it's fine. And the only reason why it's not compliant is because everybody else will be jealous.
well, yeah, I guess so.
But when you have a whole row to yourself inside of an airplane, that's almost like first class.
Almost. I've only ever experienced first class once.
I never have, so I don't know what first class is like. I'm just saying, in my mind's eye, in my imagination, it's kind of like what it's like. You got a lot of room. You don't have to.
Yeah, you get a lot of room. You get any drink you want, essentially for free. Your meals aren't.
You get the whole can of ginger ale, or do they still put it in the rocks glass with ice?
Well, it's a glass versus a plastic cup.
Okay.
So you get a glass, and you do get real ice. You normally get like a little, like if it's alcohol, it's a little bottle, but you do get the full can.
Okay.
Now, mind you, this was back in 2000.
Sure.
So it's been a few years.
Sure. But yeah. I imagine if I went, hey, I'd like a whole can of Canada Dry, and don't bring that Verner shit over here. Unless they don't have Canada Dry, I'm sure they, you know, I'm saying, like, in my mind, they bring me the whole can.
Yeah. And then they give you a real plate with real food, with real utensils, and like a real napkin. Like, it's not a paper napkin, it's a cloth napkin. And that's how you are. And my flight was only 2 hours, and they gave me, or 4 hours, I'm sorry, 4 hours, and they gave me all of this. Like everything, like
I think we've talked about some cock that's on YouTube that flies Emirates. All these,
we've talked. There is a YouTuber who only flies business / first class, Emirates, not just Emirates, but like international flights.
Yeah, all the first class versions of the international flights with their cool clubhouses where you get caviar laden meals, and it's all for free apparently. And
yeah, they give you like a bottle of like expensive, like, you know, $200 bottle of alcohol. They just give you the bottle to drink. Some business classes, the seats convert into a queen size bed. Mm-hmm. So you have a queen size bed, which is not regulatory because you're laying down. So right. I don't know what that, you know, I'm just saying, you're laying down on a bed. But yeah, it has a bed, you have movies and television, of course, you know, you have your own like concierge or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One day I'll experience that one day.
See,
yeah. I wouldn't be mad if I, yeah,
I wouldn't be mad at all. I mean, somebody actually wanted to fly us someplace, you know, yeah, first class.
I just like it's on someone else's dime that's going to be flying us somewhere. It's like, oh, this person, this our benefactor will want to.
Well, when we find one, you know, it could be part of our contract, you know. Like,
I guess so. Must provide us flights to different parts of the world.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we provide content, is you fly us places. You want content in certain kinds of content? Well, you need to fly us there to get it.
Maybe one day.
I don't like that one day. Like one day and someday. Neither liked either one of those days. Because that's the 2 days. Well, really, it was someday.
Mm-hmm.
That I always heard, mostly from my father. Okay. Oh, we'll do this someday. Someday we'll get to do this. Or someday you'll get to do that. I thought someday coming back to leap year was kind of like leap year. Happened every couple, 4 years. It happened in between Saturday and Sunday. Someday.
Yeah.
And then someday came. Someday actually did come one day. Because we always asked our father, hey, can we go do the laser tag? Official laser tag. Someday.
What's the unofficial laser tag? Like, I don't even know.
Well, all the other ones that are out there, but this was laser tag brand, like the laser tag.
Oh, fancy.
From the 80s and shit. And someday, we would go, we would observe, but we'd never get to actually laser tag ourselves. Someday, we'd get to do it. Well, someday came.
I love laser tag. Yeah.
And it was on a weekend. So my thinking was right, and we go to the laser tag place, and it was shut. Out of business, shut. And I was like, damn, someday showed up, and I can't laser tag. I couldn't laser tag until I was a teenager.
Well, I have laser tagged with children, and it's no fun. like little kids. So yeah, I prefer laser tag against teenagers, because at least they're actual real targets.
Sure.
Versus little kids who just kind of run around like lost little puppies, and they're just easy shots. They're just like there. So we have our first benefactor. Thank you, listeners, mate, for getting. If we decide to fly out to Virginia, we'll have ourselves a vendor spot for the Fiddler's Convention. I don't know what we would be offering the Fiddlers, unless it's the ladies, I guess, then we can offer you something, I suppose.
But I was about to say something. Yeah. I'm not going to say it.
Well, that's what they want, though. But
I don't know what we could provide. Outstanding audio recording.
I guess we could judge.
I mean, we'd be doing that anyway, Francis. We don't need, you know, that doesn't need to be an official thing.
Judging them. Yeah, that's a little too violin for my fiddler.
You want to know what the difference is, Francis?
What's the difference?
A fiddle has metal strings.
It's not cat gut. It's not cat intestines.
I don't know. I'm just saying it's got metal strings. I don't know anything about else. You know what the bow is made out of? I don't know, but it's got metal strings.
Okay.
But outside of sounds that, like, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? The player? Oh.
Yeah, it's just the player.
Does he have overalls on or not?
Yeah. Overalls versus like a pea coat or something. Or like a coat, like a tail.
Yeah, some sort of something an orchestra person would wear.
Tux, yeah.
Yeah, like a tux. Or the female version of a
anyway.
Tux.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there you go. We went all over the place with that topic.
Yeah. So I don't know where to go from there.
Hit me with something else.
Let's spin the old wheel of topics here and see what it lands on.
Oh, well, all right.
I don't have a wheel. I just have a notebook. But let me look at the notebook.
In the shape of a wheel.
It's in the shape of a notebook, but we could pretend. Francis, I know you're not the biggest wrestling fan that's out there, but you know, two little quick wrestling things that have kind of come up.
Right.
One is funnier than the other, but you know who John Cena is? Yes, you've heard the name.
I've never seen the guy before, but I know who you're talking about.
Damn it.
Points.
I mean, he has a character called Peacemaker who has an eagle as a eagly is the name of his eagle mascot. So you can it kind of applies a little bit. Okay. That sound effect.
Wrong button.
Yeah.
No. That was good. That was good. Not many people are going to understand that.
Well,
some will.
I feel like that's the one thing that John Cena has, like, attached to him. Maybe not, actually. You're right. Because I didn't really know about it until we started talking about wrestling. And then, like, oh, yeah, okay, that's the... Okay, anyway, go on. So, yes, John Cena.
So, he's not wrestling anymore. He's not even with the WWE. He's mostly just an actor now. Much like The Rock, but The Rock's back in wrestling now. So,
is he really?
Yeah, well, so...
Why?
So remember months ago we talked about all the Vince McMahon stuff.
We did.
Yeah. So Vince is out of the company completely. This is the first time in 40 something odd years that there isn't a McMahon running this company.
Oh, the daughter's not even?
No, she left as well.
Oh, wow.
Now there's the son-in-law is
doesn't count.
It doesn't count. He's not a McMahon.
No.
Where is it going with all this?
Well, The Rock is back.
Yeah, so The Rock is back. So they kick TKO, which is the company that WWE is under now. TKO is the UFC and WWE combined.
Oh.
They make up TKO. There's probably other companies as well, but those are the two big ones. So TKO... The board kicked Vince out. And The Rock was like, I was about to do a Rock impression. I can't do it. I see an empty chair over there.
The Rock just, to say The Rock doesn't have like an accent or anything.
He doesn't have an accent, but he's got a cadence, and I can't do it.
Oh yeah, no, that's true.
And I can't incorporate anything that he says on the regular into what I was talking about at that moment.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, I see there's an empty seat there. Well, I'm going to put myself in that empty seat and become a high echelon member of TKO. So he is now. He basically, I don't know what his position exactly is. CEO, I think, of TKO. But he's inserted himself into the wrestling world with apparently part of him signing with TKO was that he would be a part of WrestleMania this year, which is in a month or something like that.
Hey, I mean, he's not doing anything now. Like, he's not doing movies or anything, or you know,
he's still working a schedule of some sort of acting schedule because he's not at every show.
Oh, okay.
So he's still got obligations, but I don't think he has as many right now. But he has inserted himself into the WrestleMania picture. Well, not really inserted him, but it's part of the deal. So he's back in full form. Heel Rocky, which, you know, everybody loves. But he's back. John Cena's out. John Cena's got a lot more time on his hands, apparently, now that his Peacemaker character isn't filming right now. Whatever show that is.
No, he will be. Listeners made us ask, though, that he thought the WWE was owned by NBC Universal, but I'm sure they're still owned by... I mean, they're probably...
There's a part of... NBC Universal is the TV provider.
Right.
But now TKO owns WWE. It's under their umbrella.
So in other words, NBC Universal has the distribution rights.
The distribution, yes. And which is coming up, I think, next year. And there's a lot of talk that they're going to go to Netflix. And it will be Netflix's first live show.
I mean, good for them, I guess, yeah.
I mean...
No wonder they're upping the price of their subscription yet again.
Well... It might be because of that. It might be because that's all the dirt sheets and, you know, the insiders. That's what everybody's saying, is that they're going to go to Netflix, or they've already announced it that they're going. I can't remember. Okay. But as far as Netflix go, again, I think it's pretty awesome that they went from dudes standing in Best Buy and, you know, Circuit City, Commuter City, whatever the fuck, trying to get people to sign up for their internet rental thing in the DVD section of Best Buy. Right. You see it? See this title? I could just buy it. Why the fuck would I order it on the internet and wait 3 days? It's right there. I can just buy it.
Because it was 99 cents. It was 99 cents of movie. Yeah,
I was also cheap. Fucking 19 years old and 20 years old, something like that. And kind of a cock. So
I was there at the dawn of Netflix being a delivery service, and I didn't get it, but my girlfriend at the time was a big proponent of the get your movies delivered. I'm like,
it made no sense to me when blocks from where I lived was Hollywood, Blockbuster, and the other one, whatever it was called.
Oh, those are the only two for here, Hollywood Video and Blockbuster.
I think like maybe those are the two. I didn't even think about renting movies until those places started shutting down and I got a DVD burner. Things happened when you get a DVD burner.
Yeah, true. And Suncoast Video, listeners, mate, it wasn't a rental place. It was just you bought your video. You bought your anime there at Suncoast.
You bought your hard-to-find videos there. For sure.
But that was your...
That's where that I... Your Suncoast?
International movies.
What was the other... Media Play. Media Play was really good for international stuff as well. Because that's where I found all the Street Fighter Japanese, like, Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter V for Victory.
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't remember. But yeah, that's I found that whole series at Media Play. And then later at Suncoast, you know, and I could find a mall that had a Suncoast here.
So John Cena.
John Cena. A lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
Started an OnlyFans account.
Well, sure. I mean, wouldn't want to see him naked?
Exactly. And we're going about this all wrong, Francis. We're here trying, you know, putting our personalities out here and everything when we could be making money, like doing something as easy as shoving our feet through Jell-O.
I mean, why not?
But so John Cena's got all this time on his hands, starts an OnlyFans account.
Yes.
The other day, I watched John Cena get cream pied. Now, you might be asking yourself, how does a guy get cream pied? That doesn't even work. But it does when you watch a video of him getting a pie thrown in his face.
Oh, listeners, my favorite. He loves pies in the face. So, well, I'm sure he would love to see John Cena get a pie to his face.
A cream pie to the face. What was one of the other videos? And these all got thrown on Twitter. And so I'm not signing up for nothing. But one of them was titled.
Well, you don't even have to. I'm sure it was free.
But you still got to get, even if it's free, you still got to get an OnlyFans account.
Oh, you have to sign up, yeah.
Sign up. And, you know, who wants to spend 5 minutes doing that?
That'll work.
But yeah, they're all titled very clickbaity, if you will.
Sure.
Yeah, you can see him take 6 inches in his mouth. He's eating a sub sandwich. Where he's playing with his blue balls.
Now, did he actually get people to buy this stuff, or
I think it's just all free.
Did he really just make it free? I'm curious if he did make any money from any of this stuff.
I don't believe so. I'm a multimillionaire. I got a lot of time on my hands, and I'm also a smart ass at heart and a child.
Yeah. And listeners, mate, somebody already, he's already dressed in drag at one point. I believe he has worn a dress in the past and dressed up in drag at one point in his career. So nothing new for John Cena, if anything. He's kind of a whore for publicity and attention and entertainment.
He's out there as the voice of quite a few products. I don't have that list in front of me right now, but I've heard his voice. On a few different commercials, I'm pretty sure that's fucking John Cena.
And he used to be the number one provider of wishes for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, he used to be
he still is. Most requested most wishes granted.
Wish granter.
Yeah. Which, take the wrestling out of it, right? We're just looking at whoever the fuck John Cena, whatever his real fucking name is, right? That's pretty awesome.
I guess that's true. It wouldn't be his name.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. I know, especially with WWE, those guys are on the road. The information's out there for a lot of them. The average is about 300 days a year. So you got two months and a week of free time a year. To yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And all those guys, they all got to do promotional stuff. They all got to do radio interviews. On top of that, he's doing Make-A-Wish things either on his own time or, you know, whatever. That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
goes out of his way to put a smile on a kid's face. So good for him.
As a human being, we don't know everything about the guy. He was recently asked about this whole Vince McMahon thing, and he'd be a great person for politics because he didn't answer the question, but he said a lot of words.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So his real name is John Felix Anthony Cena. His real name.
Right.
So he did not make a pseudonym for wrestling.
He's crazy pictures of him when he was first getting into wrestling. Look how young John Cena, man. That looked like a fucking crackhead. A wrestler that did crack. It was just all, he's just helter skelter eyes and buff.
Okay, hold on. Before we continue, occupations: professional wrestler,
okay,
actor, rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He did a rap album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
So I don't remember when it was, because I wasn't watching the wrestling at the time. But his character, sure, at one point, you know, kind of went, fuck, I forgot Bud Bundy's gangster name. Grandmaster B.
Okay.
You don't get that reference. You didn't watch that.
I do not. That is beyond me.
So he went gangster. His character went gangster. And when he would come out, he would bust a rap on his opponent. Mm-hmm. And he went, I think he had a grill. There were chains. At the time, the whatever belt he held, it was definitely the early 2000s, because the belt was a spinner. Remember spinner hubcaps, spinner wheels?
Oh, yeah. I see them on occasion still.
The
yeah.
belt was a spinner.
Mm.
It had to be during what they call the Attitude Era, or the Ruthless Aggression Era. I don't remember which. Like I said, I wasn't watching the wrestling at the time. But yeah, his character was a rapper for a little while, and he must have put out an entire album, probably through WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, Macho Man Randy Savage, he's a rapper. Well, he's dead, but he was a rapper. Somebody convinced him to put out an entire rap album as Macho Man, not as Randy Pofo, whatever his name was, but as Macho Man. So the entire album is him, you know, snapping into a Slim Jim, if you will.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's great. You know, sort of things.
All right. Yeah.
I'll send you a link.
If it's anything like Shatner, I'm already in.
There's a mashup DJ Shatner that I listen to, and his gimmick, he's a big wrestling fan, you could tell, but his gimmick is he puts lines of Randy Savage's rap album into all of his mixes. Whether it's a Ooh Yeah, Ooh Yeah is almost in every song, but if he could fit it in, he'll put like an entire verse of something that is in the album.
I mean, that's cool. You know, good for him.
I'm just, I'm disappointed that, you know, in the person that convinced Randy Savage to do it.
Randy Savage. I'm sure Hogan has one too. I'm sure Hogan has
I think he's got an album out rock there. Album.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Because
I mean, like that these wrestlers just think they can sing and rap and stuff. But yeah.
Well, depending on who you listen to, and if it isn't from Hogan, it's probably true. That he was a surfer guy. He was just a rock and roll surfer guy that just happened to be pretty big and got picked up by promoters that was like, hey, you should look into this. But he wanted to be there. Hogan tells stories about how he was supposed to be in Guns N' Roses and shit.
I believe it. I mean, he probably was and is still the biggest name in wrestling.
That's arguable. I think it's getting close to arguable because of The Rock and Cena.
Yeah, sure. But
Hogan is definitely a name synonymous with wrestling. And I would argue synonymous with WWF/E.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Despite them trying to erase him from existence numerous times.
Well, he's a little bit controversial. But as for the Mr. T album, I'm not surprised he recorded an album.
He was a wrestler.
I'm sure though. He showed up on WWE, though, at some point. He probably showed up on...
His WWF at the time, I think it was WrestleMania 2 or 3. He was on one side. Hogan was on the other side. Cyndi Lauper was there. Liberace was there.
Oh, sure.
Because it wouldn't be a wrestling event without Liberace.
God. A name that, like, flew over the head of anyone born after 1990.
I mean,
I'm certain
flew over my head. I wasn't aware of the guy until I was an adult.
I mean, people were convinced Liberace was straight up until his death. So,
well, I mean, I don't know anything about the guy. I know he played the piano.
He's a really flamboyant musician. That's all I know. Yeah. Liberace was super out there, but people loved him.
Speaking of super out there,
for instance, yes.
You mentioned something to me before we hit the record button of some bowling league in some Podunk town somewhere.
I wasn't sure you were gonna go with that one. I'm really funny.
Well, I found there was the segue there. There was the thing you said about being out.
That's
there.
True.
So the you told me, I'll let you tell it. But basically, there's a bowling league somewhere. We're
in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Which now that you say that makes even less sense than it did before. Maybe it does make sense for part of what you said, but the gimmick apparently, the dude's got to have their balls out.
Okay, so it's called Balls Out Bowling, out in Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Area Naturalists are the ones who are hosting this.
Okay.
Event, so that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, yeah, it's making more sense now.
And it is an event where if you're over the age of 18, you can participate in an actual like tournament, or just bowling, you know, a casual bowling, but you get to do it naked. For women, they do have the option to wear bottoms if they really want to, but they don't have to. It's just, you know, it's just an option that they have. One of the many rules that they have here, though, is one that I have to mention because I found it really funny. So they say nudity is required. It is required. Okay. So you have to be naked to some degree when you're bowling.
Okay.
Sexual activity is not permitted.
Okay, but is sticking your dick in a bowling ball sexual activity?
They might ask you to leave, which is the worst thing that they'll do, apparently, for anyone who violates these rules.
Oh, okay.
They're not gonna like push it. They're just gonna ask you to get out to leave. But and there's no photography or video allowed of the event. But you can buy these tickets online. So if you're interested, this just came out yesterday.
Okay.
So if you're in the Pittsburgh area and you're within the sound of my voice.
Go
try it out.
Go there. Check it out. Report. Call in. Let us know.
Report. Yeah, we need someone on the scene to report back and let us know how the Balls Out Bowling went, because I want to know if anyone got a strike or if they have to, you know, if their balls were hanging too, it was a bit of, you know, that split or something. You never know, but. Sorry, listeners, mate. You don't live near the naked bowling, so unfortunately, you can't live stream there either. So no form of visuals. Now, there is a stereotype of naturalists being anyone over the age of 50, anyway. Who they're the only ones comfortable enough to be naked, but you again, it is 18 plus, so. If you go, you may be lucky, and there'll be some young folk who are just naked and bowling.
But more likely, you're going to find old swingers that are ready to find some new people to hang out with.
It's kind of, but you know what though? I would go. I would find it an experience. I would find it funny more than anything else. I mean, you know, not that I'd feel. I don't know how comfortable I feel being naked in front of all those people, but just to say that I did it would be kind of like a. Once in a lifetime thing. When are you gonna ever?
I mean, I'm not gonna. It's one. I'm not gonna voluntarily do it again.
Right.
I don't think it would be that much fun.
Oh, I think I actually think it would be.
I don't
actually think it would.
Think about it, man. I mean, you're butt booty ass naked. You're wearing socks and ugly ass bowling shoes.
True.
And then what happens? And then if you fucking fall on your ass, you know. You're going to get oil up on your...
You have to disinfect that part of the floor.
Yeah, definitely. You might skid mark the floor.
Wow, gross. But also... But I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I personally think it'd be like.
Again, I mean, I'd do it because I don't know. I have no problem being naked in front of random ass people.
It'd be an experience.
I do it every day. Like, my windows are wide open. I'm getting dressed in wide open windows every night.
Some cultures, nudity is just a thing. There's saunas where people are just walking around naked and perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So.
It's funny that Wolverine guy was on a TV show I was watching.
Hugh Jackman.
Jack Human. And he was talking about how he was in Japan and went to the onsens. Onsen?
Those are nude.
Nude hot springs. And committed a bunch of faux pas while he was there. And they give you a towel that you can cover yourself with. But
yes,
that's what it's
but
for.
But not when you're in the water.
Not when you're in the water. When you're walking around, you hold on to yourself with a towel, basically. And Jack Human was dipping the towel into the water and putting it on his face and, you know, this and that. And he said that there was a guy sitting across from him trying to, because guy didn't speak English, trying to communicate with him that the towel that he had on his face was for his dick. And it took a few minutes for him to realize, oh, because he was just walking around, just dick swinging, ball swinging left and right. And
apparently,
you're supposed to cover yourself.
Yeah. Tattoos are also
illegal.
Well, they're not legal, but you can't have tattoos. I mean, they're not legal in the country, but they're legal, I guess, to have when you're in an onsen. You're not supposed to have tattoos.
Well, yeah, because all the what's the gang?
The Yakuza?
Yakuza.
I don't know if it's the Yakuza, but maybe. Maybe it is.
I think it has a lot to do with that, actually.
Yeah. I guess so. There's a, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll have to find out, because I have tattoos. And they're all fucking Japanese.
Well, you can go, but you can also go to a private onsen in which they don't care. Yeah. It's only the public ones where you can, you know. If you find a private one where all us guys can go hang out at an onsen, be manly and naked
together.
There's some YouTubers who live in Japan who are not Japanese. Who, like, you just have to get used to it. You're going to be naked around a bunch of guys, a bunch of your friends in an onsen. It's like, you just get used to it.
I haven't run across any of those, but I keep running into a white dude, a tall, skinny white dude that's a real estate person that shows really tiny fucking apartments.
Yeah. Tokyo Lens, I think, is the one is what you're talking about.
Possibly. I don't know the names.
Either Tokyo Lens or this other guy, but the other guy's short. Tokyo Lens is pretty tall, really tall white dude.
Yeah, and it's just like, here's a standard Japanese apartment. And I'm like, what? That's so tiny.
There's one apartment where it's like, it's a loft bed. So the bed is like at the top and like inches from the ceiling. It has a small kitchen. And it's a shared bathroom. And if you want to store stuff, there's like lockers that you can store your stuff outside of this apartment. But it's an apartment.
Right.
And it's like really tiny, but it's an apartment. And I'm like, I don't know how anyone knows
that way. So crazy. So crazy to see. That's insane. Especially the smaller, the more extreme. Like, it's just, they're cheap. But you can't cook in there. There's no place to actually put your bed. You have to roll your bed out every night.
Futon, yeah.
It's definitely different. I mean, but they also work fucking 60, 70 hours of fucking every 4 days or whatever it is. So they're never home anyway. Yeah,
they are pretty. It's really rough over there. Yeah, it's really rough.
Yeah.
Asian countries aren't faring too well right now, but what are you going to do?
The other thing I was going to mention about wrestlers, there was a pay-per-view this past weekend for AEW, and the wrestler known as Sting, not the musician known as Sting, retired from wrestling. As a funny thing, though, musician Sting once met wrestler Sting. Musician Sting walked into his son's room and saw all these pictures of wrestler Sting on his wall, and he wondered, well, who the fuck is that? I can't do an English accent. I don't even know what Sting sounds like unless he's singing.
Is he English? Is
Sting English? I don't even know what he is. All I know I wish he'd fucking come finally, because the world's been fucked up since he started practicing tantric sex.
Oh, being Well, Push the Fisherman says a true WCW icon.
Yes.
Which is, I'm assuming, Sting.
Yes, very much so. I saw Sting wrestle in 94, 90, 95, 96. It was probably the first time I went to a WCW show.
Just keep raising that number.
I'm thinking 94. I was still in school, so I wouldn't even have been able to go. 95, I was graduated, so that's first possibility.
Yeah.
Saw him in the mid-90s. Big time Sting fan. I was a big time WCW fan. WCW dissolves. Sting went to TNA, which is haha funny. Total nonstop action.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really what it means.
Yeah. Exactly. And I kind of got out of wrestling when WCW dissolved. So I wasn't around for his later years. And then he came back to AEW, not came back, but came to AEW for the last 3 years and finish out his career. It was cool. All the video, they did a little video tribute for him. And speaking of Japan, spent a lot of time in Japan wrestling for New Japan. So they had a lot of that footage, some other footage from other wrestling promotions, but none from WCW or WWE, because WWE owns the WCW library and wouldn't provide footage to AEW. But when a wrestler that was part of the EVPs of AEW left the company and came back to WWE, where his father wrestled, they requested videos from AEW, and AEW provided those videos for whatever video package they were putting together. But they refused to do the opposite. Just kind of sucks. So they didn't have a bunch. They could have had so much more of a video package to show if they had 20 years of WCW / NWA footage that WWE now owns. But awesome match. It was fun to watch. Tag team event. So, you know, you protect the 62-year-old Sting by putting him in a tag match so he's not the focus the entire time. Sure. Despite being 62 years old, he spent the last 3 years. So he wasn't 62 the last 3 years, but you know what I'm saying. He spent the last 3 years Peter Panning himself off of balconies through tables onto people through tables. So he could still go, but he felt that it was time to hang up the boots, as they say. He's got two sons, real sons. And for his entrance, his first son comes out totally dressed in the exact same gear he wore in 88. So the first son comes out with a bleach blonde fucking flat top and the face paint of the colorful Surfer Sting, as he was kind of known back then. And then his other son comes out dressed as a red and black version of the Crow. It's the easiest way to explain it. Right around that time in mid-90s, we're taking a weird detour, but he went from Surfer Sting, colorful, total heel or total face, you know, baby face, ultra baby face, to the, you know, everybody loves Sting. His story changed where it looked like everybody's turning his back on him. And he took over this emo persona that looked exactly like the Crow. Actually had a vulture and sometimes, you know, hanging off his arm and whatnot. White face, black, you know, the crow makeup. Mm-hmm. And he's evolved it over the years. It still looks like the Crow, but it's more artistic. But a black and red version of that, which was called the Wolf Pack, version of Sting. We're not going to get into why it's Wolfpack. Don't worry about it. It was just, it was cool because it was his exact gear from those eras. And his sons got to jump in and help in the match and whatnot. It was great. It was just fun to watch. And I've never seen a retirement match. So that was kind of, I've seen clips of retirement matches, but never got to actually see one. And being that this guy is one of the first wrestlers I was into, I was like, well, I can't really afford it, but I'm going to find a way to watch this pay-per-view. And I found a way, and I got to see it.
Yeah, life found a way for you to watch.
It's funny. It's funny when you search the internet. You find all kinds of things if you search hard enough.
For everyone, I'm sure it was on Twitch probably, because Twitch likes to do that. Twitch
do you likes remember to share pay-per-views. There was a Twitch streamer maybe 4 years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago. There was a UFC pay-per-view, live pay-per-view that was happening. He was streaming it, but he was, you know, green screened in and holding a controller, mimicking playing a video game. I'd never seen that up until that point. I was like, how fucking awesome is that? Like, he got away with it for like 2 of the 4 hour pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm sure that I don't know how much Twitch actually cares, in all honesty, about like, because you can watch a lot of stuff on here, like movies and stuff, and they don't really seem to. I've seen people just like stream themselves watching stuff, and I'm like, I guess they don't really care.
That's, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I know
if they're just watching it and they're not commenting on it.
I mean, I'm sure they were commenting. I mean, I didn't watch long enough.
Right,
to know
right. I'm just saying, like, but if, as long as they're commenting on it, I think maybe. I think that's okay. Because that's kind of doing a live commentary.
YouTube won't allow it. YouTube won't allow footage.
Right.
So you have to.
That's why we only play clips of stuff on here when we do play anything.
That's true.
Unless, you know.
That's the whipping blade. Remember that, Berman, right?
Oh, well, sure.
You know, unless you got fucking 15 minutes of a 30-minute infomercial saved on your Rode device. Well,
the thing is, no one's going to care about an infomercial from the mid-2000s selling a product that I don't believe is on the shelves. Like on the shelves.
Right. What was that fucking product anyway? I just remember the
Magic Bullet. That's right. It was the Magic Bullet. Yeah.
That's right. While you towel yourself off.
It was the best. It did everything for you. You could make margaritas with it. You could like make a pesto pasta sauce. You can make a smoothie with it. All inside of your little safe little environment of the Magic Bullet.
I hate broccoli.
Oh, Berman. Grow up, Berman.
And there's this one. This was always my favorite one.
From last night's barbecue.
The way she said it, like, last night's barbecue. Yeah.
What was the one that Savannah liked a lot? What was that one?
Curry powder?
Curry powder for everything.
Curry powder for everything.
That was the one. Yeah. That's it.
Curry powder for everything.
Oh, man.
I'm glad I have those saved. And they're labeled.
Mr. Mate says
I was able to, you know, hit the right ones right away.
A lot of TikTokers live stream movies, TV shows, and sport games, and they don't seem to care. But TikTok's short. It's only a minute long, so it's not like you'd show, or maybe not. Maybe it's a little longer, but it's a little harder to. I don't think you go to and TikTok stream for like 2 hours.
Look, TikTok's owned by the Chinese. The Chinese are fucking known as the greatest counterfeiters in the world, so they're not going to give a fuck.
They don't care.
You know what their version of Honda is?
What?
Oh, I was waiting for you to answer. Honga. Honga. But I watched a show where the guy was like, I'm standing in front of you in front of a fake Starbucks, holding on to a fake iPad while looking at a fake high-class watch while wearing a fake Armani jacket.
Yeah.
These people do not care about copyrights.
No.
In the same show, they said, here is a BMW whatever. Here's the Chinese company of this car. It's the exact same car, right? The BMW took this company to court, to Chinese court, and the Chinese court went, now they're different. No case here. Dismissed.
I wonder what the Chinese equivalent of us is over there.
Probably a lot more successful.
No. we're just not, you know, we only stream once a week. We need to be on here more. Like, just, you know, talking shit. That's the problem. Yeah.
That is. But, you know, there's lives. We actually have real lives. And you are, you know, a co-host on 7 other shows. So I'm just talking shit. So, you know.
Yeah.
I have a hard time coming up with topics once a week. Coming up with topics every day or 3 days a week is, you know, if we had one thing we talked about all the time, which we've been talking about.
Yet. Okay. This is the last thing. I want to talk about the Wonka thing next week, but.
Which one?
So. Yeah.
You want to say the Willy Wonka experience or the Willy Wonka experience?
Oh, a little bit of both. how hard.
If you ever hated Veruca Salt, I'm just saying.
Oh, geez. Oh, right. I feel like I missed something to push the fisherman's question.
How hard? I don't know.
I feel like I missed something. Did I say something about being...
I don't know.
Anyway, last thing I want to talk about is something that I completely forgot about because we went on tangent. So forget about it. I don't have anything to say because I forgot. Oh! I don't remember.
Okay.
It was something about streaming, I think, but I can't remember it anymore. So, oh well.
Let's look at the check the date. Balls bowling. No, hey, look, there's a lot of people out there that have iPhones, and
Francis, you want to talk about
Francis is one. Francis is one of those guys. He's got an iPhone. He fucking loves it.
I do.
I had an iPhone for 6 months, in like the early mid 2000s, and I almost threw it out the window. I couldn't wait to get rid of the iPhone. I hated the fucking thing. Well, I had to work on one recently. And it took me like 10 minutes to figure out how to do one simple thing. It's great.
Even though it's considered the most easy, user-friendly, simple product in all of technology.
There's no way to go backwards on an iPhone. Not on the swipe. One I was using. Nope, swipe didn't work on that one.
Oh. Well, you did say the phone was like a decade old, so.
Pretty close to it.
Yeah.
It's closer to the 10-year mark than it is the 1-year mark. I just don't get it. I don't understand all the gestures that I've been using for years on Android, you know, they don't work. There's no back button. There's no, maybe there is now that I updated the phone to its proper security level and operating system. Maybe. I don't know.
But oh, you're such a Luddite.
I'm a what?
A Luddite.
What the fuck is that?
That's a person who doesn't like technology.
I love technology. I just like my technology to fucking be streamlined and all the same.
That's an iPhone.
Yeah, but you get an iPhone, then you got to get a fucking an iPad, an iPrinter, an iComputer, an iMessage, an iGlass, an iButt Scratcher. Like,
I mean, it'd be nice if you had those things. But you don't need it. What I love about it, I guess this will be the last thing I'll say about any of this stuff, but the one thing I love about Apple is that, like, if you have it on one thing, you have it on everything. So if you do have, like, an iPhone and an iPad and an iMac and all that stuff, everything's the same on all of it. You know, all your notes are on all of them, all your text messages are on all of them, all your movies are on all, like, there's no thought required. It's all on them at the same time, at all times, which I love.
I'm sure there's pluses for it, but you know, when the dawn of the age of warring factions of phones, you either chose a side, or right. You walked down the center is like a. I have no preference either way. I'm a objectified whatever person, you know.
you're phone agnostic. In other
yeah,
words,
you're like the Futurama dupe people. What was the dupe? Diplomatic Order of Planets. Or something like that, but the leader's like, I have no strong feeling about anything either way. We are neutral.
When I show up next week or in a few weeks with the $3,500 Apple Vision, and you get to see me with the big old goggles on, then you see me doing this, like, to the air, because apparently you can, like, play with imaginary screens and stuff. You'd be jealous.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about it. We can save more of it for next time. But I saw a great usage of whatever the fuck that device is called. Right. It's in somebody's house. They're at their desk. They had their 3 or 4 work screens in front of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then they gave you a tour of the house. They got up from their desk. They walked away from the screens that were on their desk, sat on their couch. There was a TV there. Then they go to the bathroom. They sit on the toilet. There's a screen in front of them there. Like they had these screens spaced out through the house. I was like, that's where it's at right there. Except for you got to carry around a 10,000 milliamp battery with you everywhere you go. That's fun.
No, head strong. Your neck's strong.
You'd have to be. That thing's apparently pretty heavy too.
You can handle it. You got a powerful neck. You can see it. I can see it from here. You have a very powerful neck.
Well,
meant to carry the weight of an AR goggles.
I mean,
that, like, its purpose.
I my thought in question is, would it work with flight sim stuff? Or because it's,
I mean,
its
that's own, the, that's the next level.
Because it's, excuse me, pick up some burps. Because it's its own computer. Yes, it's connected to the AI ecosystem, but it's its own computer. It's its own thing. So how would you integrate that into a flight sim?
It's connected to Wi-Fi. It's fine.
I haven't seen enough about it. I mean, I think it looks goofy as fuck.
It is. But, that's why I think it's hilarious.
When I saw that person's house had screens throughout the whole house, I was like, okay, that's a good use of it. You know, but you still have a TV there, so I don't know why you're watching this, but whatever. And also just seeing pictures of people walking around with these things on, it looks goofy.
It is. Someone drove in their Cybertruck with the goggles on.
And
as the car was auto driving, they were plucking things from the air and moving things around. So,
maybe I'm just a hater and jelly that I can't touch the air and make things appear.
It's dumb, but it's okay.
We'll get there one day.
When it becomes. Yeah, when it's out of the goggles and in the real world, then it's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, Apple tried with their little Apple Glass thing. Apparently, it sucked because they went this route. instead of making a pair of glasses, they're like, you know what? We don't have the technology yet. Let's just make AR glasses.
Right. I mean, they gave up on the car. They were going to make a car. They gave up on the car. So.
Yeah.
No more Apple car.
Do you know, Francis, that there's people out there modifying first gen iPads or iPods?
Sure. Why not?
I'm
not surprised.
They're popping them open, replacing the battery, and putting in like a 4 terabyte SSD.
Sure.
And it still connects to, what the fuck is it called? iTunes?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's pretty awesome, actually. Those old ones are great with the big wheel.
Yeah. If you want to go that old, yeah, definitely.
Hey. There's a whole city called Seattle that's full of people that were into that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Did you know that fucking Emerald City was this past weekend?
I saw pictures.
I didn't even know it was happening until Sunday.
Yeah. People were posting a bunch of celebrity photos that they took during Emerald City. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. But mind you, I haven't kept up with any. I'm pretty sure just because I haven't kept up with it, I'm gonna miss WonderCon because I'm just not paying attention. I'm not paying attention to anything right now.
It's like in a month. I think it's in April.
It's like it's next month. I don't even know if I'm pressed or not. I have no idea. I probably am, but I have no idea.
We'll have news next week when we come back.
I guess. So.
But that's everything for the show. We went long again because I don't really have anything to talk about, so we just talk until we have nothing else to say. That's where we're at.
No, we could keep going, but we know that there's a limit. Yeah.
There is, and there's bed that has to get to and everything. So.
Look, I'm just amazed that there are streamers out there that stream for like 8 hours, 10 hours a day. And I'm like, I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how they do
just
it either.
Don't know.
I'm not at I don't think I'm that interesting personally, but maybe we could try it someday.
They're not that interesting. They just do it. If I keep doing this while I play a video game, people will give me money. Great.
I mean, that's how it works. I think I'd rather stick my feet in Jell-O.
Oh, well. Me too.
I don't know.
Go John Cena.
I'm just saying. But where can people find you, Francis?
At AKA the other guy on everything, and at Super Geeked Up Tomorrow, where we will have an author guest. Is going to be fun.
And thanks
thanks, Gabriel.
Yes, thanks for the follow. What's the last part of your name mean after the Gabriel?
I know.
I'm interested. I can't figure it out. DSGW. I don't know.
Maybe
you can tell us next week, maybe, or now before we get out of here. But you can find me at 303_ninja on the Twitters, 303ninja on the Instagram. We'll be back here next Tuesday, same bat time, same bat channel, or roughly same time. I don't know. Depends on what's going on. How much Francis and I need to talk before we hit record. We got to warm up
these.
You got to warm up these voices.
Exactly.
You can find everything Points of Interest Podcast. Just look up POI Podcast. You'll find stuff. It's everywhere.
Right.
Call, voicemail, text. 314-764-7631. Spells out POI Pod 1. And you can email us at thepoipodcast@gmail.com. Or just show up here next Tuesday and join in on the chat. We'll be here. That's everything. I got nothing else to say. Francis got nothing else to say. I'm speaking for him. So we're out of here. Bye.